welcome back to In and Out Kabaddi. The caravan is, well, it's very much rolling on at the moment in the Pro Kabaddi League. Sahel, it's been a busy old time, and Dabang Delhi, well, still reigning supreme.
Yeah, they're in cruise control at the moment, Dan. Welcome back, everyone, because it's been a really interesting week as we head into the business end of the tournament. We're inching closer, and we've still got that middle muddle in the points table, but the one team that's head and shoulders above the rest is Dabang Delhi for sure. They've played 16 matches, they've won 13 games, and they look really, really rock solid at this stage.
We all wondered whether their early season form was a fluke, whether they could sustain it. But 20 points difference between first and fourth currently. The Bengaluru balls are miles off the top, and Delhi, as you say, are just storming along.
Yeah, it's quite amazing, actually. You look at that points table, and you've got 20 points between first and fourth. But then between fourth and eighth or even ninth, you've only got sort of 14 points. And that can change really quickly. And so, that, as I said, that middle muddle between fourth and eighth or ninth is a really tight battle where anything can turn on its head. And you've got the Bengaluru Bulls fourth, U Mumbai fifth, Bengaluru Bulls on 49, Mumbai on 48, UP Yodha on 48, Jaipur just out of the top six on 43. So there's a really tight battle for those last couple of spots in the top six.
Of course, currently Puneri Paltan are the hosts. Caravan's moved on to Pune a couple of days ago. You'd much rather be the likes of U Mumbai and UP Yodha inside that top six than JPP and Puneri Paltan currently outside it. You say things can change quickly, and I totally think that's a valid point. But at the moment, you'd really rather be inside there than for example, where JPP are dropping out the top six into seven and actually falling away points-wise as well.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Jaipur at the moment are actually on a bit of a slump. They haven't won a game in seven. You know, they've had a couple of ties here and there, but it's just been a struggle for them. They've sort of become a one-man team, which is so strange when we saw that team perform in the first half of the tournament. You know, every time Deepak Nivashuddha does well, the team looks good. When he fails and falters, the rest of the team just sort of falls by the wayside. So it's been a tricky one for them. Puneri Paltan didn't help their chances with a tie versus the bottom place Tamar Talaivas, who are really struggling at the moment. So, look, they need to just pull themselves together, Puneri Paltan, because they've had some great results. They started with a great win over Gujarat Fortune Giants in their opening match of their home leg. And since then, it's just dropped off. So it's just inconsistency from a lot of teams that are keeping them out of the top six, whereas U Mumbai are sort of peaking at the right time. They got a good win over UP Yodha, a team that they've struggled to beat over the past three or four matches. UP Yodha are actually looking pretty good. It was their first loss in a long time, this one to U Mumbai. So, yeah, the top six, it's where you want to be, and it's sort of that comfort zone of knowing you're in that top six rather than being just outside of it.
You moved us along nicely into the sort of the start of the Puneri Paltan home leg with that win against Gujarat, which was good. Nitin Tomar back on form, got a Super 10. Surjit Singh got a high five. And Pune have kind of missed those sort of performances this season. But then they got absolutely walloped by this resurgent Patna team. 55-33. Pardeep 18, Pardeep Nawal for the game. But also Niraj Kumar, 11 tackle points. And Patna are just back with a bang off the bottom and seemingly at the moment unstoppable, and Puneri Paltan very much felt that.
Yeah, I mean, they bore the brunt of Pardeep Nawal. I mean, he's been sensational. He's averaging, I think, 19 raid points over the last five games per match. He's scoring 20 points at will. The trouble is that also he's not had too much support from the rest of the Raiders or their defence. So for Niraj Kumar to come in and pick up 11 tackle points was outrageously good. But they just need that consistency to come through with that defensive unit, because right now, Patna's defense looks like it's just going to gift away points to every raider otherwise. So that's why Pardeep needs to throw in performances that are, you know, greater than 20 points a game. And he's doing it. He actually is doing it. But the trouble is he can't do it alone. You know, they've got to ninth from bottom of the table, but I just don't know if they've got what it takes to keep this form going against the teams that are towards the top half of the table. Teams like Dabang Delhi, Bengal Warriors, you know, Bengaluru Bulls or Haryana Steelers, because they'll have tactics for Pardeep Nawal, and if you keep him off court, he's not getting revived very quickly, and that's the trouble that a lot of the top teams are having. You know, teams like Patna, teams like Siddharth Desai, you know, teams that actually have great teams on paper, with top raiders, but as soon as the raiders hit the bench, they stay there for about 10 or 12 minutes. So that's hurting these top sides.
Nice rest for Pardeep Nawal. Of course, recently celebrated becoming one of an elite group, over 1,000 points in the Pro Kabaddi League Super stuff. And it's very refreshing to see Pardeep back on form, because it seemed like an age that we've sort of seen him just a shadow of his former self. Nice to see him bouncing back.
Oh, brilliant to see him bouncing back. I mean, he's such a hard worker. He's such a nice guy. You know, I got the chance to spend about 3.5, 4 days with him in his town of Rindhana in Haryana. And, you know, it's just the humility that he carries with him, you know, the niceties that he's got for everyone around him. It's really, really refreshing to see sportsmen at the top of their game, you know, absolutely bossing it on the big stage, but still being so grounded, understanding their roots, and, you know, just loving life and giving back to their community, you know. And he's one of those guys who's constantly got a smile on his face, except when the defense has been floundering it and botching it from the Patna perspective. But just a solid, rock solid guy who's adding more and more layers, and obviously found that he was sort of stuttering in the middle of the season and picked himself up, changed gears, and he's literally just taken this tournament by the scruff of the neck.
Pune have got just Bengaluru Bulls to come in their home leg. They've won one, tied one, lost one so far at home. What's your thoughts on that Bengaluru Bulls match? It's very important for Puneri Paltan with where they are in the league. They're a long way off the top six at the moment, 11 points. But actually a win against the Bulls is not completely unrealistic.
No, it's not, because the Bulls have been up and down as well, and they find themselves in fourth. But it's a huge game for Bengaluru as well, because they played 16, they're on 49. And if they lose that, then Jaipur again on 43 get within touching distance. UMumba and UP Yodha will have the opportunity to go past them and into fourth. So it's a huge game for the Bengaluru Bulls, who need that momentum towards the back end of the season. But just as big for Puneri Paltan. In some sense, for Pune, it's a make or break game. If they lose that, they are kind of out of the race for the playoffs. And, you know, they'll need a miracle and results to go their way massively. But they just need to play 40 minutes of kabaddi. At the moment, Pune are playing about 30 good minutes, and then the final 8 minutes are where they're just throwing the game away. And you've got to feel for Anup Kumar, someone who actually has, you know, built his entire empire at UMumba when he was there on creating a lead and then holding on to it. And they used to hold on to it brilliantly under him and any team he captained. So he must be just going absolutely mental on the sidelines of Pune, just wondering how to just bring that culture into his boys as well.
And there have been some very important, very interesting results at the lower end of the top six, as it were, the sort of 4-5-6 positions, or 5-6 positions and seven as well. Big win for UMumba against UP Yodha. But just prior to that, UP had a big win and a huge important win against JPP. They're results that will impact on the end of the season, no doubt. UP, of course, 38-32 against JPP. Yadav, Devadiga and Surrender all spread the points. And that was just enough to get them past JPP, despite JPP closing a gap which was at 10 points at one point in the lower stages. These are important times in the season, really, between these teams who are really mixing it for the playoffs.
Yeah, massive, because all those three teams, remember, are 5th, 6th and 7th, all within 5 points of each other. You've got Bengaluru in 4th on 49, Mumbai on 5th with 48, UP in 6th with also 48, and just a negative score difference for them. But yeah, you said it, you know, each and every one of these results between these three teams, particularly Mumbai, UP Yodha, Jaipur and also Bengaluru Bulls in that mix, are so vital. And that's why there was a big result, as you said, for UP Yodha versus Jaipur, who have continued to struggle in this season towards the worst part of the tournament. I mean, when teams want to be peaking, Jaipur are actually hitting a massive slump. UMumba's win over UP was an outrageous comeback as well, because UP Yodha were in control for most of the first half. Then UMumba wiped that lead out, picked up an all-out. Then they got ahead and then they squandered the lead themselves. So it was a match that just went the distance. It was a seesaw battle that pretty much went to the last 30 seconds of it. And then UMumba clinched it. So it was a crazy match as well. So there's a few games that have so much riding on it that players know what it is and they can feel it. You can sort of see it affecting performances. Some for the better, who like to thrive under pressure, and some that are just crumbling under the pressure of the moment as well. So you're getting a lot of sort of a sign of the character of a lot of players as well on court within these three or four teams battling for those fifth and sixth spots.
And of course, coming up tomorrow, Bengal, who are second, unbeaten in four, against Haryana, who are unbeaten. What is it? Is it seven now? Unbeaten in seven, including three of the top six. I mean, how in any way do you predict what's going to happen there? That is such a an epic battle, I think, at this stage of the season. Although those two teams, you know, look very, very likely to make the top six anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge battle because remember, the top two teams still have an advantage. You know, when you finish in the top two of this season, you've got sort of one less match you've got to win to play the finals. You sort of directly through to the semi-finals, and you don't have to play the eliminator. It's third that plays sixth and fourth that plays fifth, and the winners of those two then play the top two teams. So between the Bengal Warriors and Haryana Steelers, I mean, I'm only saying that because Dabang Delhi, for me, I think are a lock-in into the top two. But the big fight for second spot is still very much up for grabs between Haryana and Bengal. And this match, therefore, is a huge one for both these teams. Bengal on 58 from 16 games, Haryana on 54 from 15. So if they win this, they could edge ahead. But it's going to be a monumental encounter, this one. And I think both these teams will be feeling the pressure for sure.
So who wins it? Who wins it? I don't want sitting on the fence. Who wins, Bengal or Haryana tomorrow?
I've got to say, I've got a feeling Bengal are going to take this one. I think Haryana look the more organized side. Defensively, they look more organized, but Bengal have more threatening guys and they've got more match winners amongst it. And I just think if two of their match winners turn up, Bengal have this.
Well, my predictions this year have been absolutely dreadful, so I'm not even going to gonna offer a prediction. I'm going to stay very much on the fence, and not going to offer anything.
Man.
We are out of time. Okay, it's been fantastic catching up once more. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, at In and Out Kabaddi on Twitter, at Sahel Chanduk, at Dan Strange TV on Twitter and Instagram. We're going to have another podcast coming up very soon, looking ahead to the Jaipur leg as the Pink City comes into play. But for now, Sahel, it's goodbye, and we'll speak again very soon.
Yeah, catch you all soon. Enjoy yourselves. See you later.